This session is called Work-Life Balance. At first look, it may sound like a modern buzzword that surfaced somewhere in a cafe between avocado toast and third-strength coffee. And maybe it did happen, but the fact is, this concept makes a lot of sense. What does it actually mean? Think of it as a big old playground swing, with your work responsibilities, deadlines, and endless emails on one side, and your family, friends, your health, your free time sitting happily on the other, and feel free to add a slice of cake to the mix. When the scales are even, everything works. But when one side is overwhelming, well, that's where the problem starts. So work-life balance is not just about not feeling like a zombie from the latest horror movie after work, but about ensuring that both sides of your life, personal and professional, live in harmony. It's about ensuring that you do your work because you genuinely enjoy it, find it fulfilling, or simply bring bread on the table, and ideally something to go with it. But at the same time, don't forget that there's something else outside of work, your personal self. You might think that sounds obvious, something like drink water when you're thirsty. But the truth is, a lot of people struggle with this topic, and frankly, I don't blame them one bit. In today's fast-paced world, where every email has to be answered within 5 minutes, every assignment has to be done yesterday, and everyone is supposed to be Superman according to Instagram, it's extremely hard to keep a work-life balance. Work-life balance is all about making a conscious decision. Yes, you heard right. No one is going to bring you the perfect balanced solution on a silver platter with a "Congratulations, you've mastered life" flag. You need to think about what satisfaction means to you, both in your work and in your personal life. Does it mean having time for a movie with your family in the evening? Pursuing your hobby, even if it means finishing that third project tomorrow instead of today? Or scheduling a nature run just to clear your head? Work-life balance isn't universal. Everyone has their own version of balance. Of course, talk of work-life balance often sounds like a fairy tale about a miraculous realm of peace and quiet. But the reality is a little more complicated and more often resembles a roller coaster ride than a peaceful walk in the woods. It's very easy for work to take over your calendar, and suddenly you don't have time for anything else. It's always easier to say, "I'll wait until the work is done," than, "I'm going to prioritize myself now." Why? Because sometimes work has a pretty subtle hold on us, deadlines, tasks, sugar, and whip. But the truth is, if you don't take time to relax, your performance at work will drop anyway. Exhaustion and stress are no miracle elixir of productivity, quite the opposite. In fact, by taking time to rest, you're not only benefiting yourself, but also surprisingly enhancing your work. Work-life balance is about more than just hours spent on different activities. It's also about quality. You can be with your family, but if your head is always full of work tasks, that presence isn't real. This is one of the hardest parts of work-life balance, being truly present where you are. When you're working, you're working. When you're free, you're free. Easy to say, harder to do. But even small steps count. For example, try starting with turning off notifications when you eat, or scheduling an activity just for you at least once a week. Once you start working on your work-life balance, you'll find that it's not just about balancing your time. It's about how you feel. You'll start to notice that you have more energy, that you're able to enjoy the little things, and that you handle stressful situations with more perspective. This balance literally impacts every aspect of your life, your relationships, your health, your work, and even your dreams and motivation. Now, a little personal question. Is your swing relatively stable? If you spend too long on it on one side, isn't there time to look at the other side and see what's missing? Work-life balance is not about being perfect. It's not about finding some ideal state that you never have to change. It's more like tuning a guitar. Sometimes you need to tighten one string. Sometimes you need to loosen the other. And that's perfectly fine. Life is change. Balance is dynamic. But if you're working on yourself, you are on the right track. So, what can you do for your work-life balance today? Maybe take a moment to reflect. Write down one thing you've been putting off because you don't have time. and do it. Why is this important? Well, let me take you on a little mental ride to show you why work-life balance makes so much sense. Don't underestimate these little things because they make up the whole of what helps us be healthier, happier, and more successful people in general. So, let's start off with the hard stuff. One of the key reasons is to prevent burnout. Yeah, this isn't just a trend, but a real threat, especially in an age where modern life is more like a racetrack than a relaxing walk in the park. When you get too immersed in your work, it's easy to forget that you're also just a person, not a robot. It turns out that when you balance your workload with your personal space, your head and body function very differently, and much better. Burnout, on the other hand, works like a rock at your feet. It destroys your creativity, energy, and even your motivation to get out of bed. Now tell me, who the hell wants that scenario? Nobody. That's why we prevent it, my friend. What about your health and well-being? As a person who once in a while says to himself, "I'm invincible," you really can't afford to ignore this chapter anymore. A balanced lifestyle isn't just some mantra for people practicing yoga on a cliff at sunset. It's really a simple key thing. When you take care of both your work life and the part where you relax and have fun, you're automatically taking away points for healthier living, cardio, immunity, less chance of suddenly exploding under pressure. Those are all bonuses. Balance also lowers your stress level, which is such a silent enemy. Seriously, stress looks like a harmless guest snuggling up on your couch, but before you know it, it's damaging you at every turn. Then we have relationships. And don't worry, I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. We're talking about everything from friends to family to work colleagues. If you can make time for the people you care about, it runs like a well-oiled machine. We all need our other selves, someone to share our joys and troubles with. But as soon as we're constantly working without a break, that's what ends up on the sidelines. A balanced life reminds you of how important it is to go out for a beer with your mates, to hug your mom, or just chat with your brother. It sounds like a small thing, but these little things make up your whole emotional world. Well, what about productivity? This is a bit of a paradox for many. The more you work, the more you get done, right? Wrong. Your body and brain have a capacity, and if you don't give them a chance to recharge their batteries, their performance will start to drop like the temperature in the fridge when you open it. When you learn to relax, switch off and recharge, say goodbye to sleepy mornings and hours staring at the ceiling without a clue. Research shows that a rested person not only gets more done, but their pace is more efficient and their thoughts sharper. And finally, fulfillment and happiness. Here comes the part where you realize that life is not all about deadlines and PowerPoints. When you have the opportunity to pursue yourself, your hobbies, interests, and dreams, it all kind of comes together. Suddenly, you start to see your life in a more colorful way. Not as a black and white chessboard where you just jump from point A to point B. The sense of fulfillment comes when you're enjoying it all. Enjoying your work, your relationships, your self-education. That's the God combo that a balanced lifestyle can offer you. So, what's the bottom line? Balance is not something you should want to achieve just because it sounds good. It's a practical basis for everything else you do in life. Whether we're talking about health, happiness, performance, or enjoyment of life itself. It all comes down to whether you can find balance and truly embrace it into your daily routine. Successful business owners often claim that the so-called work-life balance is an illusion. In their view, it is something that can never lead to real success. But let's be clear about why they say this, where this view comes from, and why there may seem to be such a fundamental difference between those who see balance as a lifeline and those who cannot even imagine it. If you're interested, let's break it down a bit. Let's start with those who claim that work-life balance is a big myth. They get straight to the point. According to them, it is a useless concept that demotivates and drags people down in the first place. Why? Because instead of throwing oneself into what one loves, one suddenly starts wondering if one hasn't been working for too long and if one should go to yoga work out, or try meditation instead of doing another project. Their argument makes sense from a certain point of view because they are the ones who have already found their ikigai, their purpose in life. They have found work that fulfills them, that gives them passion, energy, and a sense of purpose. When they are doing what they love, they don't need to divide their time into work and personal life. Everything connects beautifully. There is no line between when the workday ends and leisure time begins because every moment is a joy and fulfillment for them. You'll often find these people among founders, business owners, or creators of something of their own. They're living the dream. They're working on their project, their vision, something they're passionate about, so they don't need to find balance. They're already living it. They don't want to shut down because shut down to them means to stop doing what they love. Now, let's be honest. When you love something from the bottom of your heart, do you really want to take breaks? Do you really want to divide your day into duty and fun? No, you just create, live, and enjoy the process. On the other hand, we have a group of those who often call for work-life balance, and some of them write entire books on the subject. Why? Because they live a different kind of life. Maybe they work for someone else. Maybe they wake up every morning feeling like they have to go to a job that doesn't really make sense to them, but they don't have a choice right now. When a person gets up in the morning to go to a job that doesn't fulfill them, they then need to switch off in the afternoon or evening. They need time to breathe again, to get away from the world of spreadsheets, phone calls, emails, deadlines, and the constant pressure to perform. These people need work-life balance because they are missing that very connection between their passion and what they do. Here's the crucial difference. People who don't need work-life balance are passionate about creating. Some might even say they're crazy. They work from morning to night because they simply love every moment of what they do. On the other hand, those who are all about balance often need to rest because their time at work doesn't feel like their own. They're working on someone else's goals, and it's exhausting. Honestly, who wouldn't also take a break when they're living a life that doesn't feel like their own? I don't say this because I want to criticize or single out either of these two groups. Each of us has different priorities. We're all at different stages in our lives. But if we're going a little overboard, and I believe that sometimes everything needs a little bit of an overstatement to take things to the next level, it might be worth thinking about. If you need work-life balance and you feel like you can't function without it, it's a possible sign that somewhere inside you there are hidden dreams that you're still only half fulfilling or not fulfilling at all. Maybe you feel you're a player in someone else's plans rather than creating your own adventure. And here it all lies. If you want to be truly happy and not feel the need to constantly balance between work and personal life, find what fulfills you. Find what gets you out of bed in the morning. Find what you would do for free because you simply love it. If you find that, and you don't have to start a company for it right away, you just have to find something you'll invest your heart in. You'll see that the term work-life balance kind of loses its meaning. You'll just be living. Live what you love. And that's perhaps the biggest trick of successful people. They live in such a way that they don't really need to make a distinction between life and work. Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? Let's dive into practical part. Okay, here we go. No unnecessary complication, no science. I'll get straight to the point. Get a calendar. Yes, you heard right, a calendar. But not the digital one where you tap everything into your phone and then forget about it anyway because in between you get a notification from YouTube that your favorite YouTuber has released a new video. I mean a paper format, a real and touchable diary. One that you write in by hand, the old-fashioned way, like the old days. You might be thinking, nobody does that anymore. But believe me, that's the beauty of it. Go back for a moment to the days when we used to write things down in pencil, and if we made a mistake, we could just scratch it out or erase it with an eraser. No delete button. Pure old-school elegance. For those of you who want to take diary writing to a whole other level, I have another tip. The bullet journal method. You may have heard this magic phrase before, and if not, let's break it down a bit. A bullet journal is not just any journal. It's a combination of organization, creativity, and personal expression. The point is, you create the entire diary all by yourself. No pre-printed templates, no preset boxes, just blank paper and you. If you're someone who likes to play with designs, fonts, and colors, this will be something for you. Your bullet journal can easily be minimalist in spirit, where you just subtly jot down simple notes. Or you can turn it into a little art gallery full of your own drawings, handwritten quotes, colorful highlights, and stickers. It's up to you. However, it's important to note that this isn't suitable for everyone. If your hands are starting to itch at the thought of drawing different frames and icons, don't worry, there's no shame in sticking with a classic diary. Anyway, just so I don't ramble on here without giving you any specific instructions, let's take a look at how to get started with all of this. The first step, go and get that calendar or diary. Choose one that really appeals to you. Maybe something understated and serious with an elegant leather cover, or something crazy with a unicorn enjoying a cup of coffee on the cover. It doesn't really matter. The main thing is that you enjoy it and that you are attracted to the calendar. After all, it's going to be your new best friend, so make sure you choose the right one. Step 2. Equip yourselves. As well as the diary itself, you'll need pencils, pens, highlighters, and maybe some colored markers. After all, there's nothing worse than writing with an ordinary smudged pen and immediately losing half of your daily motivation. For bullet journalers, here's an extra tip. Stickers, paper decorative tapes, stamps, just all those cool design gadgets that will make you happy. But be careful not to buy too much, or you'll spend hours thinking about which decorative tape to use today instead of writing. Less is sometimes more. Step 3. Start writing down the plan. Sit in a quiet place, make your favorite tea or coffee, light a candle if that helps, and start planning. Write down your tasks, your goals, your appointments. But don't forget the little things that make you smile. For example, writing down "have ice cream after work" or "go for a walk in the woods" is absolutely fine. Your calendar is there to help you, not stress you out. When you look at your daily to-do list, there's always at least one thing to look forward to that will make your day more enjoyable. One last piece of advice. Don't take it too seriously. A diary or bullet journal is not your new boss, whom you have to take at his word. Adapt it to your needs and, most importantly, to your life. Some people need to have everything lined up and planned to the minute. Others prefer a looser concept with room for improvisation. And that's perfectly fine. The key is to make it fit and make it fun for you. The goal is not to be perfect, but to find a system that works for you and helps you be more efficient, more satisfied, and possibly a little more relaxed. My questions for work-life balance. Here are questions for awareness. What specific aspects of my life are now suffering the most as a result of work-life imbalance? What does it mean for me to have a good work-life balance? What would my life look like if I had one? Now, imagine your ideal day. What would it look like and what would I do? What values are key for me when I think about work-life balance? What feelings do I experience when I imagine saying no to more work responsibilities? What factors from the surroundings or from my own mind are causing me to overcommit to work? What specific situations would I like to change to achieve a better balance? What thoughts stop me from spending time to my interests and hobbies? If I had to list the three most important priorities in my life, what would they be? How do I feel at times when I am completely disconnected from work? What brings me joy in these moments? And now, planning questions. What specific steps will I take to achieve a better work-life balance? What activities will I include in my weekly plan to support my personal growth? How can I structure my work responsibilities more to allow time for my personal life? What techniques will I use to achieve more effective use of time at work? What small but specific changes will I apply today that will lead to better balance? How much time per week do I want to dedicate to myself, family, and hobbies? How can I actively monitor and review my progress toward work-life balance? How will I bring the importance of personal health and well-being into my work environment? What support do I need from those around me to better manage my balance? How do I define success when it comes to work-life balance? What specific outcomes do I want to achieve?